Would you open your Bibles to Matthew 11, kind of a well-known passage, 28 through 30, but important to remind us of this. Jesus said this, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you what? Rest." Oh, that sounds good. "Take my yoke upon you, learn from me." Jesus said, "I am gentle and humble in heart, and there you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden," Jesus said, "is light." Let's pray. Father, thanks for the opportunity to be in your house. It's so good to be here with your people. We thank you for what you're doing in our midst and how we can serve here in the valley as well as around the world. And Lord, as we consider your word this morning, as we pray for spiritual eyes that see and spiritual ears that hear. Everything you want to say to our hearts this morning through the power of your Holy Spirit. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name, saying, amen. Well, here we are. Summer travel season is nearly over. And when I moved to the valley some dozen years ago, there's such a thing called visiting season, right? Visiting season. That's almost done here in the valley as well. Looked into the travel habits of Americans a little bit this week. Over two-thirds of all Americans plan to travel during those summer months and have. Some of you have traveled out of state. Some of you are heading out of state. Up to a quarter make international travel plans. And if you've ever done any sort of traveling in your life, you have the inevitable task of deciding what to take and what not to take. And if you're married, you've probably had fights about this, right? Pretty personal stuff, right? As to what your personal baggage looks like. Now, I shared this with the adult ed class this morning. Traveling is still somewhat, the extensive travel that Americans do today is still kind of a new thing. It was only in 1956, if you know your history, President Eisenhower wrote into effect the, what do you call it? It was the Eisenhower's Federal Aid Highway Act, 1956. You know, all these great interstates we have, that's pretty new stuff, actually. When coming back from the war, he said, the Germans had great roads and stuff. We need great roads too. 41,000 miles of free interstate as a result. It can go almost anywhere in our country, but it hasn't been that long. It hasn't been that long that airfare has been affordable. Airfare used to be a very expensive thing if you did it, especially in past decades. If you remember back in the 70s and 80s, it was a common thing to check large amounts of baggage in. People would bring ridiculous amounts on their plane journeys. That has changed, obviously. It was in the 90s that, those little rolling bags that people have at the airport, that's when that became more common in the 90s, and one personal item. After 2008, I learned this week, that's when they started nailing you. Have you ever checked a bag? Now that a lot of airlines charge you $50 for that. Have you ever tried to check a bag that was over 50 pounds? That's minimally another $50. And sometimes you'll see people throwing stuff out there and it gets crazy. That's a thing. It didn't used to be that way, but it's check bag limits now too. Now, one of the things I've learned recently too is what you can take on an American plane is different what you can take on an international flight. This has almost got me in some significant trouble. The American bag is just slightly bigger. Have they ever made you stick it in that box there? That happened to me in Asia and in South America this time. And, I got away with it because I kind of did this. Look, it fits. It was an American bag, not an international bag. So I've got to rethink this, right? I have to reconsider now how much baggage I take with me on an international trip, right? I learned a few things. I watched my kid, my oldest son, he's sort of got this down, a nice international bag. His clothing is lightweight. I took this sweater and jeans, and I'm like, this is kind of heavy, and his is like, oh. He's thought about this. So I've learned some tips from my oldest savvy traveling son, so I can learn things too. Now, here's what I've realized, right? There are two options when traveling with baggage, right? I can be smarter and take less, or I can throw in the towel and tape to my bathroom mirror a meme that Billy Angus shared recently on Facebook. You know what I'm talking about? Sounds like Rodney Dangerfield, doesn't it? I just told my suitcases we aren't going on vacation this year, but then now I'm dealing with emotional baggage. Yeah, that's kind of my point this morning, right? Why do we insist on traveling in life with so much baggage, right? Do we really have to be told that carrying a lot of baggage is exhausting, right? It's not a lot of fun, right? But that's when the what ifs come in, right? Well, what if I need this? What if I need that, right? Or here you sometimes you get the what abouts, right? Immediately when people pack bags, you know, and I know husbands and wives and children, they've fought about this stuff, but I need this, you don't need that. Here we go. Great start to the trip already, right? Right, I've heard this, but Jim, you don't understand. It's like, well, Jim probably understands because he's just like you, right? Yeah, right? We've said this in the past. Sometimes, you know, in our lives, you have to get your butts out of the way. But God, what about? But what about this? And then sometimes you literally have to get your butt out of the way and let God work in your life. It's an issue of faith and trust, right? It can be a hard and challenging thing. I get it. Because here, if you haven't noticed it yet, baggage is always extra, isn't it? Baggage is always extra. It turns out in my studies this week, Jesus had a lot to say about the topic of extra stuff or extra baggage in this life. And it's almost always in pretty negative stuff, right? Quick study of Jesus' words and teachings in the New Testament prove that without a doubt, did you know Jesus talks more about money, stuff, and baggage in our lives than he does even talking about hell? Must be important then, right? We assume, you know, there's a lot of hell in the Bible. There's some, but how much more hell and high water do we just create in our own lives, right? With all the extra baggage. Pretty negative stuff. Point out some verses on this, what Jesus has to say. Are verses that may be really touching and you need to think and pray about it this week. Matthew 11. Jesus says, look, come to me all you who are weary, tired, your burden, I will give you what? Rest. That sounds pretty good. Take my yoke on me. Learn from me. Jesus said, I am gentle. I'm humble at heart. You will find rest for your souls in me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. When was the last time you thought about that? Right? What? Jesus' burden is easy? If you travel with Jesus, his baggage is light? Have you thought about that? Where does this begin? Well, it has to begin with Jesus' great commandment. Remember that one, Matthew 22? Here's your marching orders as a follower of Jesus. You will love the Lord your God with what? All your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And Jesus said the second's like it. You will love who? Your neighbor just as you love yourself. All the law, all the prophets, all the Old Testament hang on these two commandments. That's stunning. You mean to tell me that's kind of it, right? Love God and my neighbor with my all? Well, that can be challenging too. You know you got that neighbor, right? Sometimes it's easier to be kinder to the neighbors than it is family. Isn't that true? Man, if I just park it outside sometimes because I'm a child, and the poor mothers are coming into church, and you will be good, and you will, you know, you're not going to act up and whatever, and it's less like already walking into church, they're exhausted. They need Jesus' rest, right? I remember those days. I got two boys, believe me, I remember those days, right? We need the rest of Jesus Christ in our lives, right? But, you know, boy, we make things hard, don't we? Right? You don't understand, Jim. My life is so complicated. I have so much baggage in my life. How can you say it's that simple? Easy. They're not my words. They're Jesus' words, right? Question, do you love Jesus with your all? It's so simple. Is loving Jesus even a category in your life right now? For some of you, this faith thing is kind of a new weird thing. I get it. How about check it out? How about invite Jesus in? You know, you've been doing it your own way. How's that worked out? You know, how's that working out for you? Sounds like Dr. Phil, you know. Probably not great. Yeah, maybe it's time to let Jesus in. His burden is light, he tells us, right? This is a category in our lives. You know, we have so much extra baggage, you could say, in our lives. You know why? It's really simple. Have you heard this before? There's a God-shaped hole in every human heart. What is it we're trying to fill the God-shaped hole with? All kinds of baggage. This is the problem. Just like the airlines, baggage is always extra, isn't it? You know what I'm talking about. This is true for all of us in life, right? We try and fill that God-shaped hole with baggage, right? Now this is interesting. You know that God-shaped hole? Have you ever met somebody who tried to fill it with religion? That's the slickest way to avoid Jesus in your life. Get religious. Do religious stuff, right? People have been doing that for a long, long time. You know, religious people go to church. They learn how to live in socially acceptable ways that keep them out of jail. They don't use bad language, maybe. They send their kids to youth groups. Youth groups can be pretty wretched. I won't go there, but they get a 401k retirement program. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in all those. Those things are just fine. It's okay, right? But if it's a substitute for Jesus being Savior and Lord in your life, you, my friend, probably have too much baggage, right? Probably. What did Jesus say about baggage limits? Well, check out these rather inconvenient verses for people who prefer baggage over the Jesus, right? Matthew 6, it's really simple. He says what? Seek first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things, these concerns. He'll take care of you. Do you believe that? Right? Don't worry about tomorrow. We always worry about tomorrow. And what about tomorrow? What about this? What about that? You know, tomorrow worry itself. Jesus said each day has enough trouble on its own. Can you agree with that? I think so. Right? We've said this constantly and consistently here at Mosaic Church. We say it all the time. So, I mean, you always say it. It's like, yeah, what's your focus in life? What are you focusing on? What's God calling you to? Do you know? Have you prayed about that? Rather than the world's constant clamoring and confusion, right? It's simple. Jesus will be Lord of your life, or he will be Lord not at all of your life, right? We've talked about this too. God's not looking for more fans. You know, yeah, Jesus is cool, whatever. No, he's looking for followers, right? That's what he's looking for, right? You know why? This world, as the older generation used to say, is trying to sell you a bill of goods. Jesus said, John 10:10, the devil comes to do what? Three things: steal, kill, and destroy your life. That's what the devil tries to do. But I, Jesus, have come to give you life and life to the full. Apostle John, Jesus' beloved disciple, says that this fallen world, our self-centered desires, and the evil one all conspire to steal your God-given joy, right? It seeks to take away your truest voice. You know, who am I? I don't even know anymore sometimes. You see that. Would you be surprised to find the Latin word addictiare? That's where we get the word addiction from, by the way. What if I told you that to be addicted to anything in this world other than Jesus Christ means to surrender your voice? Cart before the horse, and that's a lot of baggage, man. Give that beast some rest. That beast needs Jesus now because the owner's not doing right. But, yeah. I never see Marie's pictures before, by the way. It's awesome. But the idea of addiction, whatever that could be, takes away your voice, doesn't it? Takes away your voice. Ooh, right? You know, people are Americans, but actually human beings. We can be addicted to virtually anything in this world, right? It's not necessary. You know, people focus on substance abuse. That's obvious, right? But here's the problem: when we take something good that God has given us, and then we start using a thing in ways that God never intended, right? That's really where it gets to be troublesome. When we try and lean on something that was never, ever meant to carry us, right, other than Jesus Christ. This is where it gets kind of obvious in some ways. This is where we fall in. Do you remember the old seven deadly sins? These are sort of helpful categories, right? And you should know something about these because you've all committed them. In one way or another, so have I, you know, maybe not physically, but, you know, in your mind or heart, you know, pride, envy, jealousy is one thing. It's like, I want what you got. Envy is worse. Envy says, if I can't have what you got, I want it to be taken away from you. You ever met those folk? That's ugly. Wrath or anger? Avarice, greed, sloth is more than laziness. It could be just not trusting God for what you need. Gluttony, that can be more than food, can it? Or drink, and lust. And lust is more than just sex, isn't it? Right? These are the seven categories. Again, a person can be addicted to anything. When it's combined with religious pride, then you got a spiritually deadly cocktail that makes dope look silly. Really. Again, you know, this is why Jesus went so hard against the religious leaders of his day, the Pharisees. You know, Jesus had the gall. Remember, we talked about this last week. Jesus had the gall to say to the religious leaders of his day, right, tax collectors and prostitutes will get into heaven before you do. These religious people got so angry. They're so filled with pride and envy. What did they do? They conspired with their Roman enemies to have Jesus crucified and killed. Boy, religious people can be crazy, right? You know that. I mean, maybe that's why historically, I'm more comfortable with addicts than I am religious people. Maybe you've noticed this, right? This is what I appreciate among many things. Recovering addicts know experientially that they have surrendered their voices, and with God's help, they're going to get it back. Amen? Oh, that's good news, right? And that's exactly why Mosaic Church, we love to host AA, NA meetings, all those kinds of recovery things here at the church every week. Shared this with Lee and some other folk today. Do you remember early on in Mosaic's journey, we went ahead and we actually dropped $6,000 on these chairs that you're sitting in, right? You know why? Because they're sweet. They got 4 inches of padding. And oh, it's nice. You know, nice. You know, well, not really. I mean, we started off, remember the $15 Costco chairs that were sort of work, but they really sucked for our seniors? They're like, oh, it's killing my back. So it's like, you know, we did this because it was really helpful. You know, several people came to me after the Sunday and the Sunday after that we got the new chairs, and they said, Jim, this is great. What a great purchase. It's like we're a real church now. Because of the seating? Really? Let me tell you when we became a real church. Mosaic became a real church when we began to host our first AA meeting here. In my mind, amen? Oh, man, then we became even more real when we started hosting NA meetings, because here's part of my point today. If the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ does not return the voices to the voiceless, it isn't the gospel. Amen? Returning voices to the voices. This is what Jesus does, and his people better be in this business. If Christianity is not about abundant life in Jesus Christ, why bother? Why bother? Look, I'm a historian. I love museums. I love museums. I don't have any problem with country clubs per se, though I probably wouldn't join one, right? Besides, they don't want a minister in their country club. It just wrecks their fun, right? Anyway, but if that's what the Church of Jesus Christ was all about, then someone stop and let me off the bus now. That ain't the faith, right? It's only Jesus that can save us from sin and death. Only Jesus can give the voices back to the voiceless. Only Jesus can give us the abundant life that we so desperately crave. You know, the funny thing about this thing called life, in the end of the day, it really doesn't take much to be truly happy and satisfied, does it? Oh, but we're trying to fill it with so much baggage, right? We waste our lives accumulating more and more stuff. Deep down inside, we know it won't make us happy anyway, but we keep doing it, don't we? Have we learned nothing from secular for-profit companies like airlines? Baggage, people, is always extra. It will always cost you more. Isn't it time to lay your burdens and your baggage down at the foot of the cross today? Right? Jesus says, Matthew 11, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you what? Rest. It's a promise. Take my yoke on me. Learn from me, Jesus said. I am gentle and humble at heart. You will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Huh. You don't say. When was the last time we really thought about that? Jesus's burden is easy? Jesus's baggage is light? Sounds pretty darn good to me, right? Sounds like it's time to change who we're traveling with in this life. You know, you got people you're traveling with, and they got a lot of baggage, all right? Who are you traveling with, choosing to travel with? For some of you, it's time to drop that baggage at the feet of Jesus, because his burden is easy, his baggage is light. You know, kind of the point for today. Besides, we already know good and well, even the airlines remind us regularly in case we forget. Here's the deal. Baggage is always extra, isn't it? Time to drop the burdens, amen? Let's trust Jesus. Let's pray. Father in heaven, so often we make the gospel so hard. Sometimes we complicate things. Sometimes we just add baggage and stuff in our lives that we just don't need, and we repent of that. I pray for those here today who just need to unburden their hearts and themselves. Pray that you would encourage them through the power of your Holy Spirit just to drop that load and start traveling with Jesus, Lord, whatever that looks like for them. And we just thank you that we can do this together, that this is not simply a church, this is a spiritual family. And all of us are in different points in our journey with Jesus. And we love that, Lord. And so, Lord, we just ask as we go into this week that you would help us to travel with Jesus, to drop the burdens, because the baggage is always extra. You call us to freedom, and we thank you for that. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.